right from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 2 hours to spend together. It's the final 2 hours on the voting of the world's worst hit records. And when I say I'll play them tomorrow, that's not what I mean at all. Yeah, that'd be terrible. For a month, I ask you what songs you hate, and then I play them. No. Well, I guess that's a format somewhere. But the deal is that we'll play samples of them, but also have a good time talking. But this is the first Thanksgiving in years when we're mostly preempted, I think. And so it will be a short countdown. It will probably be from midnight central for an hour. So we won't do as many montages, but we'll have fun making fun of those who made the top 10 on the world's worst hit records 2025. By the way, when I say making fun, we can do that because they are hits. Therefore, we're not raining on anybody's parade. They laughed all the way to the bank. So I have no problem dissing them. And of course, you had to hear them ad nauseum, which is usually why you hated them. But we're pretty close tonight, and I think tonight's going to make a difference. I have a feeling. I've got a potential top 10, but there are some interesting ties. And no, I'm not going to share that with you. I don't want to in any way influence your votes. So that's the deal. And if there's something else on your mind, we can cover that too. 888-876-5593. 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. And kicking it off tonight is Jay in Green Valley. So Jay, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm here.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. For both you and John, have a quiet day tomorrow as you're working to tally up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be here doing that. Yeah. So are you going to add to the list here?
I'm going to add to it, you know.
Oh, good.
Imagine, the great, terrible song, Imagine.
Oh, God, John Lennon, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
the
good.
The worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any more?
So that's all I have.
Well, it's pretty awful and a fine choice, and thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I don't like that either. That'd be a dial changer for me, too. But then again, so much is. All right, Dennis is in Colorado. So, Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Good evening, Raleigh. Doing fine here.
Good.
Been enjoying your first hour guests over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Steve Probst is an interesting guy, neat stories and stuff like that. And especially like John Landecker. I ran into him in my travels in the Chicago market back in about 30 years ago or something.
Okay.
And boy, that guy has staying power.
Absolutely.
You know? And while so many of those jocks of that era were certifiably wacko, John had a level head. He was honest, and he knew how to play the hits and work the audience, and he was good to listen to. And that's not to you know, diss the greats like Biondi and Lou Jack and stuff, but... Man, he had some, I'm glad he's still there. He's made a great career out of a really tough industry.
Oh, yeah, me too. And, you know, everybody here knows him for WLS, and rightly so. But for me, the piece de resistance was his time at Chum in Toronto. So he worked some great radio stations.
Yeah, well, I bet over that time. He had a good name. You know, you were talking about the cane sugar Coke, Mexican Coke.
Yes.
And I expected it to come up, but Coke has just announced recently that they are opening pure cane sugar Coke to the U.S. market, made
yes.
in the U.S.
Yes.
And currently releasing it in select U.S. markets. And it's going to be in both bottles and cans, but of course the only way to drink it is bottles.
I have not seen, I've heard that they're going to have bottles, but I've not actually seen this product yet. And I can't wait for it to come out because, of course, each bottler, the taste is slightly different. And so I'll be very curious to know what this is.
Well, the first time I try it, I'll try your recipe in the freezer for 20, 30 minutes.
Right.
And no ice.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. And right from the bottle. Yeah. Just as those ice crystals are forming. And each refrigerator is different. So you'll have to kind of watch it.
That's true. But, you know, the big crime in this is what high fructose corn syrup has done to us. It's given us three generations of fat kids, fatty livers. The liver does not know how to process that junk. It's subsidized, so it's cheaper, so the industry went to it. And it's in everything. It's in the cheaper brands of ice cream. It's in jellies, jams. It's in pastries. And it's just not good for you. It never should have been. Never should have been allowed. As you have mentioned before, many countries don't allow it.
Right. It's in some pediatric medicine, too, and that's the greatest slap in the face, I think. But the interesting part is not only is it cheaper because it's subsidized, for instance, but it's also cheaper to use because it mixes so well. The problem with cane sugar is it's hard to get it to dissolve just right. And so they take the easy way out with the high fructose corn syrup. And you're right. It's just absolutely evil.
Yep. I've watched a extended documentary on that about a year ago, about an hour and a half long, and it just scared the daylights out of me. I thought, wow, why is this stuff even here?
Well, that's so much of our food supply, and that's one of the very sad things, and because very few people today have the time to cook from scratch, so most of what we're eating start to finish is just garbage.
Yeah, I understand. Well, better late than never. Let me give you some votes for worst songs.
Yes.
The ever-present perennial for me, anyway, Hey Jude. Uh-huh. I never liked that when it came out.
Good.
I didn't like it since anywhere. They still play it on oldie shows. I don't know why.
Me neither.
But there it is.
Yeah, good choice.
And another one, and I never got this one, In a Garden of Eden.
Right, exactly. They're too stoned to say In the Garden of Eden and it sells. Yes, okay. Good deal.
Yeah, Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride.
Ah, oh really? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's more of a personal one for me because in high school, we had a jukebox and the, we might say less privileged kids would work their way to the jukebox and the first one to play that was the coolest kid. And it played over and over and over again, and I just got sick of it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I could see where that would do it. I remember so well, it was probably the 80s, which is, you know, only about 15 years after the thing was a hit. I get into an elevator, and I hear Magic Carpet Ride with Strings. And I think, okay, I've lived too long.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. You might not have had any votes for this one, but KC and the Sunshine Band and Shake Your Derriere, whatever.
Oh, Shake Your Booty. Okay, yeah. No, KC, yeah. If we could add all the KC records together, he might make it because there's a lot of them. But okay, Shake Your Booty. Okay, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, such thoughtful lyrics.
Well, Harry Casey was not really a brain surgeon, so what could I tell you?
No. Yeah. But I'm really glad. In the last couple of weeks, you've played Rose Colored Glass, three of my favorites.
Yeah.
Rose Colored Glass, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yeah.
And Bobby Helms. You did Bobby Helms last or earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
And you know which one I'm talking about.
My Special Angel, one of my all-time favorite records.
Yeah.
And boy, did he get screwed.
Really?
He got so screwed on Jingle Bell Rock, you know, because he wrote the he wrote the damn thing. Originally, it was written by an ad guy in Atlantic City and some guy in like Boston and another advertising type. But the song was so terrible, just so terrible, that at the RCA session, both Hank Garland, who was the guitar player, and Bobby Helms said, "We're not recording this." And so they sat down and rewrote it completely. And the ad guys got all the credit. Neither of them ever got a dime.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah, and
of course it was covered by the Vogues later.
It was covered by everybody. But the interesting thing about it is, even as Bobby Helms, that thing was showing up in the top 10 Christmas records. You know, 45 years after it was cut, the kind of money he would have made if just RCA did him right would have been wonderful.
Yeah, and a lot of tragic stories like that in the industry, as you know.
Yes.
And especially these days, so many artists don't get paid well for their work.
Oh, okay. No kidding. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's the logic of the owner that, hey, they should be grateful that we're putting out records because they can get more for their touring. Yeah, well, most people don't want to tour the rest of their life. So.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Last time I called, we talked about things, aviation and the L-1011 accident.
Yes.
A couple things. My aircraft mechanic has been sending me little bits, and they're currently inspecting other L-1011s and now DC-10s, and they're finding cracks in the pylon mounts, and they have discovered the failed part on the L-1011 from the first week in November. And it was, that airplane had like 60,000 hours on it, which isn't a bad thing. You know, we've got B-29s and DC-3s and P-3s with hundreds of thousands of hours. If they're built right, you know, they can do it and inspected properly. But this thing was still a couple thousand hours, cycles. A cycle is a takeoff and landing. A couple of thousand cycles away from the mandatory inspection of those attach points, and it failed. And it failed in two places. And it did. They released some more images. The engine did, as I suspected, shot right over the top of the wing. And, made for an unrecoverable situation, and may have polluted the output of the center engine too, because the fire was pretty extensive, and that might have caused a compressor stall and loss of thrust in the center engine. When you have a three-engine airplane, when you lose an engine at a critical time, you're only losing a third of your thrust instead of half of it in a two-engine airplane. So they are, you know, very good aircraft for short field performance and second segment climb. But, there's math that plays into it, too. When you have three of something, you are one-third more likely to have a failure. But most failures are very survivable and very handleable. And in a three-engine airplane, the passenger's not paying attention. He might not even know it.
Yeah, and of course, as you well know, these guys and gals train in simulators for just that. So when it actually happens, it's not like they've never heard it. The hairline fractures are interesting, though, and as you probably well remember, goes back to those 7.2s. When they first put out the 727s in the early 60s, they started out some crashes and didn't know why until they found out that the way it was, some of these guys were scraping the tail section as they were taking off just slightly, and then it wasn't long before things started to go wrong, and they finally found it in the hairline fractures.
Yep, and so, then they actually put a little spring-loaded tailwheel in the back of the airplane.
Right,
just to dampen that.
I know, but it was a while there, as you well know, that it was like, what is causing this? But that's so frightening, because there's only so much maintenance you do between flights. Obviously, you have a schedule where you're doing something more in-depth, but I can see how that can wreak havoc with a lot of people. And of course, that poor L-1011, what happened with Eastern when they went into the Everglades, there were design problems in the cockpit then.
Oh, in the cockpit, yeah.
Yeah.
You had three people up there all looking at one thing, and nobody was paying attention to the altitude.
It was only showing on the one indicator. The co-pilot wasn't seeing that. That was the problem, that when they disengaged.
Oh, yeah.
So they weren't all that was the biggest problem. And then poor Repo, who had to go downstairs, all that. But, interesting stuff. And I should say Jingle Bell Rocket was DECA. It was done at Bradley's Barn, not RCA. It was DECA. But anyway, I digress. But it'll be interesting to watch this. And suddenly they're grounding everything in sight. And that's interesting because, it's not totally unknown. It just took this Louisville event to get them to pay more attention.
Yep. And then, of course, you'll recall the Gimli glider on Air Canada.
There was
a comedy of errors there.
That is a comedy all the way around, And then you have to get into who's flying it. You know, normally I don't blame the guy or gal in the cockpit, but in this case, makes you wonder.
Well, their fuel gauges were in op and tagged in op.
Right.
But the guy that did, it turned out the guy that did the fueling did a miscalculation between liters and metric, because Air Canada decided to do something different on fuel quantity. And instead of putting it in pounds, they put it in something else, and the guy put the wrong measurement in, so they shorted the tanks, and the pilots didn't know it because their gauges were off. And it's okay to lose those things if you have a a method to show how much fuel you've used, which you do. You have fuel flow indicators, and you have totalizers to tell you how much you use. But you start with the assumption that you've got a certain amount on board. And the paperwork that was handed to them said the correct amount. But it was in liters instead of gallons.
Yeah.
Or pounds instead of something else.
Right.
I don't know, but it was totally wrong. And
right.
Fortunately, everybody lived, and that's the miracle about it.
Right, right. That's why you can laugh at those crashes, because they did walk away. But
yeah.
I know. Yeah. Truly.
Could have gone the other way.
Right. I'll stay on terra firma, thank you very much. I'll just walk. So it's always always wonderful to hear from you, Dennis. I hope your Thanksgiving is splendid.
Well, can I do a rare thing and give you a request?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. What would you like to hear?
And by the way, I don't envy you having to tally up all these.
Oh, I'm happy.
World's
to do
worst.
It. That's just fine.
Anyway, too bad you're going to have such a short show tomorrow.
Well, that'll
anyway,
yeah, that'll make it a little tough, because I'll see what I can get in there. So, and of course, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Game could end early. I mean, maybe Northwestern will be so terrible that it'll be an early game. We'll see.
Yeah, could be. Anyway, Speedo by the Cadillacs.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Mr. Earl. You betcha. Earl Carroll. Okay. I'll be happy to do that.
All right. And if you can find the time, have a great Thanksgiving, you and John.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Yes, absolutely. We'll get Speedo tonight. You betcha. And we'll, actually, it was last night he called, or I guess it was Monday night he called. I don't remember when he called. But it was Mike from Rapid City who wanted to hear Andy Fairweather Low. And hey, I can't resist that. Going to hear a little spider jive. And then, yeah, a lot of votes coming up. And let me clear Dennis's line here, because we are stacked. Everybody wants to get in at the last moment, and that is wonderful. So we have got Kathy and Stephanie and Sharon, Eduardo and Cindy, and one line available for you on WGN Radio.
Everything means something to someone, so I just let the world pass me by. But trouble always sweet talks me with silence, then turns and walks away with a smile. I can't stop dancing, dancing in the dark. I can't stop dancing, dancing in
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That was supposed to be Spider Jivin', but when I hit it and it was Dancing in the Dark, I thought, well, why not the year before Spider Jivin'? So we'll have an Andy Fairweather Low twin spin. We'll get Spider Jivin' coming up as well. And I know when I talked last mic to Mike from Rapid City, he wanted to hear Andy Fairweather Low, and I immediately said Spider Jivin'. So he went with that, but maybe he liked Dancing in the Dark too. I don't know. I did. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get back to it with your votes and more Andy Fairweather Low coming up on WGN Radio.
I can't survive too much spider time. I'm just about panicking.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There it is, Andy Fairweather Lowe and Spider Jivin'. Loved that song. And I'll tell you, after John Ara left WLAC, Spider Harrison replaced him. And he'd been on a lot of radio stations, but nothing with 50,000 watts. That's for sure. I think it was on WWRL at some point. But in any event, he comes in and he's on the air for about 6 months. You know, John Ara sadly left in about August of 73 because he had cancer and it wasn't going to be good. But the deal is that 6 months into Spider Harrison's tenure comes Andy Fairweather Lowe, right? Well, you can bet he played it almost every night for months. And, you know, I guess it has historical significance for me because it was the last record that I bought at Randy's record shop in Gallatin, Tennessee. Yes, went down myself. Yeah, went to the counter, got myself Spider Jivin'. Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we're getting some votes on the world's worst hit records. Kathy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight? It's good to hear you.
Well, thanks for calling.
First of all, I really enjoyed these last two songs. What did you say the artist's name was again?
Andy Fairweather Lowe. So okay. He's great, actually. You know, not many hits, to say the least. And I think probably Spider Harrison was the only guy to play it. He's a Welsh guy. And he in the 60s, he was like the head of Amen Corner, which was a little group there for a while. But then he wound up on A&M, and some of those records were just terrific.
Yeah, I mean, that record sounded to me like, you know, from a Southern blues man or something like that. I never would have thought he was Welsh.
Not only is he Welsh, but if you see pictures of him, I mean, he looks like he might as well be sitting there in the House of Commons or something. You know, talk about somebody who doesn't fit the part. You know, it really was true. But man, when he sang, just wonderful stuff.
Oh, he was. Well, I wanted to cast a second vote for a song that was previously nominated and then add what might be a new song.
Okay.
Okay, the second vote is for Cold Turkey.
Ah, okay.
So that horrible screeching sound.
Yeah. John Lennon, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's plastic pretend band.
You're right.
And the other one is Give Peace a Chance.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm
now,
with
next
you.
Next year I'll bring that in earlier because I haven't heard anybody else nominated.
No, and you know, it's so worthy. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Oh man. Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe at this late moment we'll get some seconds on that.
Well, I'm from out east and I go visit my sisters and their husbands every Christmas. And so last Christmas, I went to visit my youngest sister and her husband. They live in the Poconos.
Okay.
Pardon me. And we went shopping one day, and we're coming home at night. And, you know, through these rural roads, and my sister has Sirius XM in her car.
Uh-oh.
So she turned on the Beatles station.
Oh, God.
We're both big Beatles fans, and we sing all the songs and listen to the commentary. We're having a great time. And then Give Peace a Chance comes on. And And when this song came out on AM and FM radio, apparently they faded out the refrain at the end, so it didn't last that long.
Right.
Well, this wasn't. This must have been the original cut.
Uh-huh.
It went on and on and on and on. And after about 5 minutes of listening to this, I lost it, and I just started singing, "All we are saying is shut the bleep up."
Exactly. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, worse than that is when CDs came around and everybody had to put everything on CDs, they started mixing it differently. And so I'm not even sure that you heard like what was ever on an original 45. This very well could have been one of those CD mixes.
I don't care what it was.
Oh,
I was ready to shoot the radio.
Right. No. Oh. Well, there's a lot of that on Sirius XM. You know, there's really a lot.
Well, the Beatles station is fine, but this song, I'll tell you something. If the CIA ever captured someone and they wanted them to talk, they don't have to beat them up. Just sit them in a chair and play this song, and they'll in 5 minutes, they'll tell you anything you want to know.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because, of course, the FBI has been known to do things like that. If you remember the Branch Davidians, they kept playing Nancy Sinatra, "These Boots Are Made for Walking." And I was pretty upset because I kind of liked that song. But yes, they played it over and over. And of course, the FBI is the agency that spent 3 years investigating whether there were any four-letter words in Louie Louie. And of course, there were ship and boat and sail. But yeah.
Yes, and didn't you say at one point that they, after years of investigating it and compiling its big file, they determined that it was unintelligible?
Yes, absolutely. That's right. And that's about the best you could say for the Kingsmen. It was unintelligible. But it was also interesting that they didn't bother to find the original by Richard Berry, where you can pretty much understand every word.
Oh, see, now that I think that would spoil it, at least for some of us, if we understood what it said.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but it has this mystique, you know.
Well, right. That's exactly why it was a hit. And alarming, but true. So yes. Well, at least the FBI wasn't doing anything horrible to some American citizen while they were doing this.
No. Well, okay. Right. Well, next year I'll nominate Give Peace a Chance earlier.
Oh, yes. I have a feeling it'll slide right up the charts. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. And you have a good Thanksgiving.
All right. You too. Yeah, I remember when he was interviewed and he said he felt an obligation to write something for his generation. And that was a Give Peace a Chance. Lovely. All right, so 888-876-5593. Can you top that? Stephanie and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
You and John. And yeah. So, and by the way, I wanted to mention Jim from Richmond. Wow. What he suffered, it's a stroke. He really sounded really good when he called in.
Yeah.
I will keep him in, well, you know, thought. I will keep him in my prayers.
Well, thank
for sure.
You.
Yes. But all right. So, songs I really want to nominate for the worst songs. And they happen to fall with certain artists that some of the songs I like. First off, Helen Ruddy, Angie Baby. I absolutely loathe that song. Also, You and Me Against the World. oh, God. I love you, Mommy. I love you, too. Oh, God. And maybe I'll throw in Ruby Redress, too, while we're at it.
Oh, okay. Well, Linda Laurie wrote that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. The woman who did Ambrose. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That spooky, spooky song.
Right. Exactly. So it fits, doesn't it now?
Yeah. Yeah. Elton John, Lil Jeannie. I want you to be my acrobat. I want you to, oh, man. that one. Whoa, that's awful. The Night Chicago Died. Let's see, Carly Simon, Attitude Dancing. I can't stand that song. And Jesse, that song where she says, "I'm not going to change the sheets for you. I won't put out fresh flowers." I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm like, I can't believe that. Let's see. And Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman, absolutely destroys that song. Talk about male histrionics. Oh, man. And I want to second, I don't know if any, I'm sure somebody else has mentioned, Let It Please Be Him by Vicky Carr.
Yes, we've had one vote for it. You're the second on this, actually. And
yeah.
it's wonderful. Yes. Hello, dear God. Yes. Let it please be him.
Let it please be him.
Or I shall die. Yeah. I think it's great. It's so over the top, it's hilarious. But yes, we'll put
it
on the list.
Exactly. And the thing is, when she sings like Spanish songs, I mean, she's a really good singer.
Oh, yeah. No, she is good. And that one album she did of the Spanish versions of Bossa Nova stuff was just terrific.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Intimate Excitement was the name of that album.
Having My Baby.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's just, that's wretched. Yeah. And I think those are the ones that I can think of right now. But anyway.
They're all swell choices. Absolutely swell.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
And the Haywoods. All right. Billy, don't. Okay. You got it.
Yep. Okay. I think that's just about going to do it. I'm like, I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm on hold here. I'm not. But I will call back to say hello to everybody. Sometimes it's just good to call, to listen in, and you know, especially like hearing Fran and Gary call up and other folks. It, really enjoy it. And you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling.
You got it. Take care.
All right. So we'll pick it up right after this on WGN Radio.
Geneva called me on the telephone this morning. Wah, wah, wah. She told me that she had something good to give me. Wah, wah, wah. I couldn't hardly wait to get to my Geneva. And if I told you what she had for me, boy, would you believe me? It was monkey hips and a ride. 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 I said, this is good. I'd eat some more if I could. I didn't know what it was that I was eating, but the knife and the fork, they really took a beating. Oh, monkey hips and a ride. Monkey hips and a ride.
WGN Radio, I'm Bobby James, 1954 on Apollo. Yes, of course, that is the Five Royales. Logan Pauling and Monkey Hips and Rice. The other night when Billy Bob from Bourbon A called, he wanted ham hocks and rice, and I thought, well, it might be an entree, but I don't think it's a record. So I went with monkey hips and rice, since that was the notable. I don't know how notable, but the Five Royales. Gotta love Loman Pauling, who, of course, wrote Dedicated to the One I Love. All right, so Sharon in St. Charles, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I have done some meditating since I called last week.
Oh, good!
And I'd like to add to Louie.
Okay.
Hey, Jude.
Okay.
Melanie, Brand New Key.
Oh,
I think
yes,
that's what it's called.
Yes, it is.
And I don't remember who did All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh. Yeah, that's been done by a few people. And by the way, that song is, there's been a lawsuit about it because Mariah Carey had one. And then who was it? That one of those, you know, retrospective 60s type pop groups. I'm trying to think of which one now. So absolutely. But probably the Mariah Carey is what you're thinking of.
That's the one I think of. Yeah, I think I'm. That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah,
but I'm trying to think of who the heck that it was. It was a copyright case, and the writer said it was the original writer of the other song said it was a derivative, and Mariah Carey won that lawsuit. Vince Vance and the Valiants, that's who it was. The guy who performs is Vince Vance, Andy Stone. He sued her. And they dropped the case. But anyway, yes, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the lovely Mariah Carey. Okay.
Yes. And that pretty much does it.
Well, those are all good choices. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
All right. So, and you know, Christmas songs are a certain displeasure because you hear the same ones every year and you're locked into them generally for weeks at a time. So I can see how somebody would be upset about that. So carry the list there. Let's see if we can get a couple more before the news, and then we got another hour to talk about this. So let's see. Oh, Marlo and Jackson. Marlo, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, Ronald, how you doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I called him. Well, let me say this right quick. My hat go out to Jim.
Yeah.
And hope he do okay. I want to leave a tip to him. I'm singing one of my songs.
Don't go away. Okay. Stay right where you are because we're going to do the news and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Marlo and you too on WGN Radio.
Boom, boom, boom. My body, my body. But my real name is Mister. No, for meeting brand new fellas and taking other folks' girls. When I often call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. When I often call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women, and that's caused them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, not he often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Not he often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
I'm Robbie James. Yeah, Earl Speedo Carroll. They often call me Speedo. And that, of course, is the Cadillacs, 1955 on Josie. And a fine song for Dennis. All right, so we're talking to Marlo in Jackson. And sorry for the rude interruption. Carry on, Marlo.
Yeah, I was saying I want to, you know, have go out to gym. And I was singing on a song called Different Strokes with Different Folks. And John can win in his dead. And I said, trust in the Lord, he will see you through. The Lord will make a way for you. Trust in God, he'll make a way. I guarantee you'll have a brighter day. John can witness to that. So, Jim, hang in there, bud.
You betcha. All right.
Yeah.
Well, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and Mona Lisa and everybody else in your family.
Yeah, she was going to call you, but she done fell asleep, or either she's still cooking all that food.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm with you in spirit. I hope you enjoy every bite.
Well, let me ask you this, Roddy. Now, all them years you was on the road, did you ever learn how to cook?
Well, I always say early in my life, the fire department made a deal with me. I don't cook, they don't come. And I had met a lot of people before that, brand new people in my life. You know, I learned all sorts of things. For one thing, I learned that there was a difference between Pyrex and glass. I knew what happened when your oven imploded. And I'll tell you that little slivers of glass and little slivers of rice look identical when they're covered in a mushroom sauce and hanging from your drapes. Don't talk to me about pressure cookers. And then there was the hamburger. See, I didn't remember that part from chemistry that said oxygen fuels fire. So I opened the oven door, and next thing I know, the wall phone melted. Have you ever seen a wall phone melt? It's like a giant marshmallow. It just kind of, I was marveling at that. And of course, at that moment in time, I knew I had to get my top 40 records out of the building first, so I threw them out of the third floor window. True story. By the time I called the fire department, it was not retrievable. Now, the amazing story there is that 6 months later, after I'd left town, because you knew I was going to leave town, they mailed my deposit back. And I thought to myself, what the hell do you have to do to lose the deposit? I didn't open the letter for a week. I thought they're going to sue me. And it was my deposit.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so I don't cook.
That bad.
Yeah.
Did you make that up just then, or
no.
You done quoted that before?
No, I mean, these are true things that have happened, so I remember them like it was yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, woo-wee. Oh, you did a good job. You ought to go write your little short book about that, because that was real good.
Oh, man. No, it's definitely the case. John does most of the cooking. And,
I was going to ask you that.
Yes, and he does a fine job. And when we're in doubt, I always say, whatever it is, it can be made outside. That way, you know, if the grill blows up, who cares?
I heard that. Well, do you gain any weight from eating this cooking, anything like that?
No, I don't eat all that much, because if it's not something I really want to eat, I just don't eat. So I sometimes will go a day or two. You know, I'm not one to eat just because it's time to eat. You know, it's got to be something I want to have.
What about some good fried chicken? You know,
some
potatoes and gravy.
Well, some of it, yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. I used to like Mrs. Winters. You'll remember those from Tennessee.
Yes, man, we had one.
Yeah.
We did. Ooh, that chicken was so good.
Yeah,
they
and
don't
why,
have them here no more.
Yeah, why did that? It went away everywhere. Why did that go away? I liked them.
Ooh, it was great.
Them
green beans, and I like that baked chicken they had.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. I guess they're supposedly still around, but I haven't run into any. And then there was one in, I'll never forget it, in Midland, Texas, the Golden Skillet. Oh, it was just delightful. Well, that's gone too. And then speaking of fried chicken, I guess my all-time favorite didn't last for very, very long, and it was Cajun Joe's. And it was the people who... Cajun Joe's was the best. And the people who franchised Subway, Fred DeLuca was his name, franchised that. But something went wrong, and they only existed for like a year or two. And they were the best damn chicken. Oh, I miss it. So, I have favorites. I do. But, you know, I can't bring them back.
I mean, did they have good, you know... A lot of people, did they come there, or they just...
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they did pretty well. They were, you know, when I was living in Los Angeles, I had to drive to Palmdale to get to one because there wasn't one in L.A. But that was all right. I didn't care. I went to Palmdale.
Okay.
But, you know, okay. I don't know what causes... I know in that case there were some lawsuits, and I don't remember the story, but I think in other places, I don't know. I looked up Mrs. Winters while we're talking. They have only one location in Tennessee, in Cleveland, Tennessee. And they've got only one location in Alabama, which is bizarre. Now, they do have, at least half a dozen in Georgia, and about eight in North Carolina.
Really? Well, I'm about to check that out if I get up there.
Two in High Point and three in Greensboro. So the triad is setting
really?
Good on that. Yeah, triad's setting good on this. But, I don't know. But that's it. You know, if I could have what I wanted to have, I'd eat every day. But most of those places have gone away.
I ate so much of that chicken. I look like Mrs. Winter, because my brother's girlfriend used to work there.
Oh, man. All right.
Ooh,
so
let me tell you something.
Eat
that chicken every day. They never get tired of it.
And it's really weird because there were like a couple hundred locations of Mrs. Winters. They were founded in like 1970 in Atlanta. And it originally started out being called Nanny's, and then it became Mrs. Winters. And I can't imagine what caused them to have to, you know, downsize like that. But there's so many chains like that, not only fast food, but Tony Roma's. I miss their ribs. You know, so there were a lot, a lot of places like that. So I don't know.
They were looking good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And the original Kentucky Fried Chicken, when they first started a franchise, it was really good, but not anymore.
God.
Not the same stuff anymore.
No. That chicken's good.
Yeah, it's
I had a piece of that chicken.
Oh, I know. Chick-fil-A is interesting because when they were starting out in Atlanta and they were using that wonderful peanut oil, they claim they're still using peanut oil, but they did something to it so that it would be hypoallergenic of some sort. Well, I can't taste the peanut part of them anymore, so what good is that? So, yeah.
No,
not pleased.
I'm going to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Now, a long time ago, I sent you every recording studio we've been on, our labels on our records. You did not get that right.
I don't think so.
All the records we put out, I sent from Lark, MGM.
Oh, my God.
All those records. But you never did receive that. It was a 298 address back then. That's the first
Box 292, yeah, I didn't get that. No.
you didn't get. Now, I wonder where did it go. I mean, it didn't come back here.
Yeah, you know, don't you wonder about that stuff? I do, too.
Yeah, I really thanks about that because there was, you know, I gave you
but
half of what I had.
I do have quite a bit of your stuff. I do have some of the MGM stuff. So I have, you know, on my own, I've amassed some of that. So I have quite a bit of it.
Oh, okay, then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wish y'all and tell Adam and everybody a happy Thanksgiving, everybody, your whole crew, and I wish y'all the best of luck, and y'all hanging there, and my sister did tell you hello, but like I said, she might still be cooking,
well,
she might be tired.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, she's doing God's work. Enjoy every bite, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, bye-bye. So always good to hear from Marlo. 888-876-5593. We got Cindy, we got Ruth, Eduardo, we got Ralph. All right, we'll be talking to Ralph. And you two, the final votes, this is it. I'll try not to hog the mic too long so we can make sure we get them all in right here on WGN Radio.
All our friends thought we were together, baby. We always had a good time. I'd take you anywhere you want to go. I'd buy you anything that you want me to buy. But you let it go all down the drain. You know why? Cause I had a good thing. And I knew it. I could have had a good thing. Babe, and I blew it. I could have had a good thing. Well, I had a real good thing, babe, and I blew it. We had sunshine when others had rain. And we had joy when others had pain. Our love was so together. Then you began to change. Just
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's Marlo, who just called Marlo Lanier. Yeah, it's from the album Lanier. Marlo Lanier wants you to enjoy yourself, and it's I could have had a good thing. Yeah, indeed. All right, fun stuff. So, Eduardo in Tampa is going to vote for us. So, let's see what we can do here. Well, first, let me free up a line, because all of them are busy now. All right, there's one. Eduardo, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, good evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Yeah, if I get a chance, comment briefly on two old restaurants in Spain. But my song is going to be Mickey Tony Basil.
Ah, okay. I can, you know, you're the first vote for that this year, but it certainly has done well in the past. Okay, Mickey, all right.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these two restaurants in Spain, one founded in 1725, I think another one in 1720. And some records burned during the Spanish Civil War. This was in the Sunday morning show.
Yeah.
So they're in dispute as far as who's number one, as far as which one is the oldest.
Ah.
But I mean, it's pretty old. I mean, 1700s, I mean.
Well, sure. Wouldn't you love to have seen a menu from then?
Yeah, one of them is Restaurant Botan.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Casa Pedro, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
How about that?
Yeah.
In Madrid.
Yeah. Well, you know, we marvel at it over here because nothing, for the most part, is more than about 300 years old, give or take.
Right.
But, you know, you look at some of the things in Europe and you're literally talking centuries easily. And many of them. So yeah, millenniums even. So fascinating.
Yeah. Right. So generation to generation.
Yeah.
Generation,
oh yeah.
And generations. Yeah.
And so
oh,
many.
My goodness.
Right. So many generations that you don't even remember the ancestors. Yes, of course. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, good to hear from
okay.
you.
Okay, have a happy Thanksgiving, yeah,
you
everyone.
Too.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, so now look at this. The World's Worst Hit Records has brought out a first-time caller, Andy. Andy's in Chicago, so welcome to WGN Radio, Andy.
Hi there. Okay, so how about Stevie Nicks and Don Henley's Leather and Lace?
Oh, God, yes, that's just fine. All right, a fine addition.
Thank you. Randy Newman's Short People.
Yes, okay.
A vote for Starships, We Built This City.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't mean to give anything away, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be somewhere in the top 10.
yeah, it never seems to disappoint.
Yeah. Oh, those are very inspired. Thank you so much for calling, and I hope you're going to do it again.
I will. Thank you so much, Raleigh. Love listening to you.
Great to have you. All right, so nice to meet Andy, and hopefully she doesn't wait till next year's tally to call again. All right, so let's see what Cindy is. Cindy, are you voting or requesting?
Well, I have some votes that I thought of that are really strange.
All right,
thoughts.
Let me hear them.
One is Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Yeah, Jim Dandy, Laverne Baker. Okay, that's a shame. Jim Dandy was a great song, but if you hate it, that's good enough for me. Laverne Baker. What else you got?
And then I don't like Spiders and Snakes.
Okay, Spiders and Snakes. Sure, absolutely. That's Stafford, Jim Stafford. Absolutely. All right.
And then Seasons in the Sun.
Oh yes, for all the reasons that we know. Yes. Okay.
And then the one song I wanted to request was, what was it? Don't Be Talking Bad About My Baby.
Okay. All right. I think you got the lyrics a little wrong, but yes, absolutely. Oh, no, don't say nothing bad about my baby. Yes, I believe that'd be the Cookies.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then I got another migraine headache, and I took six of my, it's prescribed that I could take six of my pills.
Oh God!
And they just give me heartburn.
You're lucky that's all they give you.
What?
You're lucky that's all they give you.
Well, yeah, it's Ubarbital, aspirin, caffeine.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and it's
bottom line to that is not on an empty stomach.
No, I had a croissant. Mm. I couldn't barely, but I read when I was in high school and a younger woman, I read a lot of stuff about migraines.
All right, well, that's fascinating, but I want to try and get all the votes I can get in tonight, so we'll save migraines for another night. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so yes, I don't want to blow it because we got plenty to talk about, and we'll have Ruth after the news. Then we have Ralph. Oh, Ralph will have some votes. I just know it in Rockford, and there is room for you. And yes, this is an honest tabulation, and we won't have that much time tomorrow night, turns out. Maybe an hour, maybe a little more. Depends on what happens with Northwestern. Of course, if it's a fascinating game that goes into double overtime or something, maybe we will be talking about this next week, but I don't think so. I think that we'll have some time tomorrow night to do the top 10. And an interesting top 10, I think it will be. We'll compare it, as I say, to years gone by. I don't have all the lists, but I have, I think, some of the lists over the past over 50 years. Yeah, kid you not. And, it's interesting that some things are perennials and other things, well, they come and they go. All right, so we'll get to Ruth, we'll get to Ralph, we'll get to you on WGN Radio.
Shit to my
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is, the Cookies, who were around actually from the early 50s, but the 60s incarnation of them, the lead singer was Earl Jean. Earl Jean McRae was actually the younger sister of someone from the original Cookies. But talk about Don't Say Nothing Bad. Of course, that was a Goffin King tune, and Jerry Goffin produced that. Well, Jerry Goffin produced something else at the time. That's right, A Child with Earl Jean. Yes, Jeannie Rebus. She was married. He was too, obviously. Carol didn't leave them. They stayed together, and I think Carol actually babysat the kid on occasion. So it was a soap opera all the way around. But hey, great song, and fun stuff. Well, fun to hear about at this end. But yeah, right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Ruth and Gurney is going to give us some votes. All right, Ruth, let's hear them.
Hi. Well, first of all, I have a request, ditto to Marlo, and that would be for How Great Thou Art. And I'm cutting out, not hogging the time with songs. I'm going to do just a couple of requests, okay. But I would like to write a sonnet about my cornucopia.
Okay, no, let's follow through.
And I'm taking to the Macy's Parade.
What songs do you hate? Just give me those, and then we got to go.
Okay. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Okay, all right.
We almost made some. Oh yes, I didn't start that crazy agent war.
Yes.
Let's see. What's the next one? Is We Almost Made Some Sense of It This Time, didn't we, boy? And Crazy. I don't want to not be with Patsy Cline because her voice is phenomenal, but I didn't start that crazy engine war. And the other songs, I don't want to hog it, so I'm going to go. But I want to stand out of the window on Fifth Avenue looking over the Macy's Day Parade and take George Armstrong Custer down Fifth Avenue.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Ditto to you, too, for a blessed Thanksgiving.
All right. Talk to you later. Now, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. Mel Tillis wrote that. He didn't have the original recording. Actually, the original hit on the country charts was Johnny Darrell, but Waylon Jennings had recorded it before that as well. But then, of course, Kenny Rogers and the First Edition released it in 69, and that's when it became a big, big hit. But yeah, hats off to Mel Tillis and Johnny Darrell for that. Good stuff. But Ruth hates it, and that's okay. All right, so Mike and Palatine going to give us some votes. All right, Mike, what you got?
I got Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Oh, but of course. Very good.
Downtown by Petulia Clark, I believe.
All right.
And Johnny Cash tune, One Piece at a Time.
Oh, you don't like that. Oh, that's Shel Silverstein's Finest. Okay, good enough.
And Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, I can second that. All right, very good. Fine choices.
And that's it.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate
it. Bye.
All right. So Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah, add me to that one. All right. So now, let's see. We got Ralph in Rockford. What's up, Ralph?
Oh, first of all, happy Turkey Day to you and John.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I try my best. I was taking an educated guess what your favorites are, and I came up with the... let's say, what was it? What you like best is filet mignon and shrimp.
I do like both of those, actually, if they're done right. You're 100% right about that. I eat a lot of filet mignon and shrimp. Yeah, I do like shrimp. You're right. I do. I like both of them.
And, I just want to tell you something funny here, but it's true. I hold the absolute record at Sizzler that used to be a restaurant chain.
Yeah, it still is.
In Los Angeles.
I think it still is.
Yeah, maybe it is. I hold the record in eating lobster tails for 1999. Yeah. And next time, since you are a little bit in a hurry, some people want to give in their vote. And so next time I'll tell you the story behind it and how many lobster tails I was able to eat.
All right. I can't wait to hear it. But we got plenty of time to talk about the stuff you hate. So let's go for it.
I just dislike it. Hate is a little bit harder.
Well, let's put it this way. The songs that make you lunge for the radio dial to change the station.
Right, and this is the number one that I think that is absolutely tasteless, is this by Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling.
Right. And isn't it horrible to think poor Chuck Berry, it was the only number one Hot 100 hit he ever had?
Yeah, that was really paradox.
Well, and the song had been around for decades. It was originally called Toy Bell. It was a Dave Bartholomew song.
Yeah, well, I saw Chuck Berry in 1971 at the Aragon on Lauren in Chicago, of course.
Yes.
And it was a good concert, but of course he said, yeah, we have to do our alma mater. And then, of course, he did the ding-a-ling stuff.
Right.
And I would have said, I was tempted to say, if I had a megaphone, I said, alma mater, Chuck, you went to the wrong school.
That's great. That's great. But yeah, when that came out, I was so surprised about it because, as I say, I remember it so well as a Toy Bell, and it was just nobody really paid attention to that song.
And well, it was something, you know, that was below the belt. I mean, in the truest meaning of the phrase, you know.
Well, and very sad that would be the only number one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he was Chuck Berry. To me, he really, I mean, but I'm sure you know also what he did in Berryland. You know what he did, he went to prison for that. You know?
Oh, well, yeah, no, I know very well what he did. Yeah, yeah. You can't mic and put peepholes in the woman's restroom in your building, if you own the building. Yes,
that's an invasion of privacy.
Right, right. Time. It was a big St. Louis scandal. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Dave Bartholomew wrote that, it was 20 years before Chuck Berry recorded it. And who the hell would have ever expected it to be a huge hit? And I mean, the cover versions, there's hundreds of cover versions of that song. So yes, it's alarming, but it's there.
Yeah, well, unfortunately. And now the next one would be Elton John.
Aha.
Well, I don't like The Bitch Is Back.
Okay.
That's a little bit too strong.
Okay. All right.
And I also don't like his went to number one. I don't know how, but it's called Benny and the Jets.
Oh,
that is such a stupid song. I mean, of course, if you know a little about music, you know he did that song for a family in Africa that had 16 children just to help them get started in the business. Yeah, and but Benny and the Jets, I thought that was a guy who had an airline.
You know, I didn't mind it that much. There are so many. The Elton John song that makes me lunge for the radio is Candle in the Wind.
Oh, yeah, that was a terrible thing, too. That was it. I was surprised he had to fight that they would allow him to sing that at the funeral of the princess.
Oh, I know. Well, they had that version and all that, of course. It went from bad to worse.
Yeah, really. And now, just a quick another thing here about the FBI, because you talked about how they investigate songs.
Yeah, right.
And here the thing is, like, they also investigated by the birds 8 miles high.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, and then another one by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Puff the Magic Dragon, which was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a children's song.
Of course, oh, absolutely. And, it's not surprising, though, is it?
Yeah, well, no, it's not, but I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, for me, it's humorous.
Well, it is.
You know,
although these are the people who have the power to ruin lives, so yes.
Yeah, it's humorous, but I mean, they did the same thing sometimes with the, when big movies came out, like Goldfinger.
Oh, right. Yeah?
And there was the gal who owns this flight school with all the girls, and her name... Her actor's name was Arno Blackman, yeah?
Right, of course, absolutely.
Yeah, but do you remember what her name was in the movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's something pussy, but...
Yeah, it was Pussy Galore.
All right, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. You would expect that, so that's fine.
Yeah. 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 Okay. And now I have one more turkey for you.
Yeah. By the way, Honor Blackman, a lot of people wouldn't realize that if she were alive today, she'd be like 100 years old. She made it to 94.
And, yeah, I know. She even, believe it or not, but she even played a major role in the Columbo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just everybody remembers her from the James Bond movie. But yeah, she was around a lot before and after. All right, so what else are we doing?
Yeah, I see. What else was I doing here? I always get one page here where I take notes of your show because you always have very interesting guests, and I make notes. But now it's always a surprise to me. I don't end up with one page. I end up with four or five pages.
Ah.
But you must. I think you inspire me.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but I know that there are some others that probably want to give you some more turkeys here. But I have one more here.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Sure.
Interesting. And George Harrison was sued, as far as I know, by the
Clipper. Oh, I know. And it didn't sound at all like He's So Fine.
No, it didn't, but they won.
I know they did. And you know, that was not a jury trial. That was just a judge. And I'm sorry, it did not sound like He's So Fine to me.
No, it didn't. But I mean, there is there's a little bit.
Well,
but
then, yeah, when you say that, every song sounds a little bit like every other damn song. But no, that that was clearly done by a judge who hated rock and roll. That's all I can say. Yeah, just terrible.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a note for that. And then, of course, Convoy. The gentleman mentioned it. Convoy.
Yes. Which started out as a commercial.
Yeah, I know. And then it went into how many trucks were finally there.
The old home filler. Yeah, old home bread. That's absolutely. Bill Freeze was C.W. McCall. You're absolutely right. Later became the mayor of Ouray, Colorado.
Oh yeah. That's and then it was interesting too that this one lady mentioned Kenny Rogers.
Oh yeah,
and this was like you said, with the first edition and number one hit, I think in '69.
Right, it was in '69, but originally the big country hit was Johnny Darrell.
Yeah, and it was not. Many people think it was about the Vietnam War. No, it was about the Korean War.
Right. It was Mel Tillis who. When he wrote it, that's what it was about. But I think when Kenny Rogers was singing it, they were pushing it as Vietnam. But
But it was
originally, absolutely.
Yeah. And you also mentioned the other gentleman, the country singer,
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, I really love him too. Yeah. I like him a lot. You know that he saved his life because in '59 in February when they crashed in Clear Lake, Iowa, he was supposed to be on that.
Well,
on that.
Yeah, and Tommy also. But yeah, I know that story real well because I knew Tommy real well. But well, some night we'll talk about that. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. If you want the last vote, you got to get it right now. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I've got a long black six-passenger limousine, a palace in Dallas, a club down in New Orleans. Diamonds on my fingers, silk imported clothes, and I can tell a fast train by the way she blows. So don't give me no plastic saddle, let me feel that leather when I ride. Don't give me no paint and powder, honey, let me see. Plastic saddle, let me feel that leather when I ride. Seattle.
WGN Radio.
Let me feel.
That was my favorite song from 1969 by far. Nat Stuckey, Plastic Saddle. It was on RCA. And Vic McAlpin wrote that. I thought it had great, great lyrics. But I love Nat Stuckey. A couple of years later, he did, you know, Don't Pay the Ransom, Honey, I've Escaped. Just wonderful stuff. All right. Yeah, maybe we'll do Guilty Pleasures. I don't know. But in the meantime, we're getting the final votes on the World's Worst Hit Records. And Annette in Carol Stream wants to add to the list. So, Annette, thanks for calling. What you got?
Hi. Just a few things. I'm going to say Having My Baby by Paul Anka.
Good choice.
I know lots of other people voted for that.
Yeah.
One that most people do not vote for is I Feel Good by James Brown.
Okay. Yeah, you're the first
when he
on
screams,
that.
Yeah. I just get shivers.
Okay. And not in a good way. All right.
Not in a good way. Right. And then Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Ah, yeah. I think if somebody suggested that earlier, that would have climbed the charts uh-huh. pretty quickly. Yes, very good. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay,
all
that's
right.
It.
Thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right,
uh-huh.
so.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I've got 4 minutes here, actually, and no more votes. Now, that's he could have kept on a Ralph, I guess. So that's the deal. So if you want to take up those 4 minutes, do it quickly. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And I don't play with the votes. It's all your stuff, even though I might agree with some of them or might disagree with some of them. It's your poll. And so tomorrow night we will do it to it. And the way it'll work is when Northwestern Wildcats are done playing and the post game show is done doing whatever the post game show does, then I'll be on. And the estimate is around midnight, but Central Time. But, you know, could go either way. So I would say, check in from time to time. Of course, I will have after the show the list on Raleigh.net in case you were wondering. But tomorrow, you know, I should mention in advance, is the opening of the annual meeting of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. Now, by the way, true confessions, I don't particularly hate them. I'm kind of neutral on that. But for a lot of people, it is just a horrible time of year, particularly if there's stuff going on in their life and they're faced with the false frivolity of, you know, ho, ho, hum, as I like to say. So if you're looking for a safe respite from bad Christmas songs, I usually only play one, Carla Thomas. Gee whiz, it's Christmas, only because I'd like to play that all year long, and it just doesn't work as well in July, though I don't know why, but I think that's just great. But other than that, probably not too many, for sure you will not hear too many, and so that'll be your safe haven. So again, you don't actually have to hate the holidays, but if you're not full of joy and happiness and love and all those things they want you to be full of, well, then we got a place for you. So that's the deal. And we meet, weeknights when I'm on the air live until January 1st, New Year's Day. After that, it's safe to come out, and then we just revert to whatever it is we usually do. But before I go on, Mary Ellen in Oak Lawn wants to get in the final word, so it is yours, Mary Ellen. What you voting on?
Oh, thanks, Raleigh. Oh, I am so glad that somebody called in to say that Mariah Carey song.
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas. I do turn the radio off for that one.
Good.
And the other two, someone left the cake out in the rain.
Oh, MacArthur Park, yes.
Oh, I can't stand it. And A Horse with No Name.
Oh, those are all good. Very, very good.
Oh, yeah, I hate them all.
Oh, excellent. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank
all right,
you. So bye-bye.
This will be fun. Yeah, maybe in the waning seconds. Well, I better stop talking because we have another voter. Karen in Chicago is going to vote. All right, so you'll have the final word. Karen, what you got?
Imagine, and it must be him.
It must be him, yes. All right. And
I can't stand that crazy moron.
All right. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent choices. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, yeah, that's we'll call it a wrap. I will check email if you emailed up till now. You know, the caveat was we wanted you to call because I don't, you know, I lose some of the emails is the truth. I don't see them. I get overwhelmed and just dump them all. But if I did see it, well, it got counted, and I'll tabulate all night, and it'll be an abbreviated version tomorrow night. We'll try to come up with something that can fit into an hour rather than three, and we'll count them down. But I'm curious myself. I'm really looking forward to tabulating this, because how much does it resemble previous years, you know, and previous decades as far as that goes? Well, you'll find out tomorrow night right here. Until then, we thank Bob for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, you know the deal. I thank you. This show would be so awful to do if you weren't calling. It just makes my life a pleasure. So thank you for that. So until tomorrow night after basketball, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.